Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are in the world. This is the Soul Music Lab. I'm Ely and I'll be your host, bringing you some of the best neo-soul, R&B, and smooth jazz ever. If you're joining us for the first time, thanks for stopping by. You know, we appreciate you. And if you've been here for our first few shows, we've about 8-9 shows in now. Thank you for your support. Thank you for sticking around. Yeah, we're growing. You know, every week we're growing. Every Friday you can find us with a new show. You know, just bringing you some really good music, man. That's really all this is about here in the Soul Music Lab. Just doing research, putting it out there for YouTube for your enjoyment and your music listening pleasure. All right. Okay, so let me set you up. As we always say, this platform is about neo soul, R&B, and smooth jazz. So we here in the Soul Music Lab, we're just trying to figure out how we were going to incorporate the smooth jazz into our sets because we just weren't sure. You know, there's a lot of great music out there. There's a lot of smooth jazz that's out there. I mean, we actually had smooth jazz radio stations at one time. You know, but they've all seemed to have gone away. So, you know, we put on our lab coats and come to find out there were so many amazing Black and Latin smooth jazz artists out there. And I ended up building like a playlist. And then I said, wow, there were so many more. I had to build two playlists. So there's a part one and part two. I call it the blacklist of just great smooth jazz artists. And some of them we're going to feature today. But we were saying, well, so how are we going to do this? And so we figured out, guess what? Why don't we do this? In order to stick with our theme, here's what we're going to do. We are going to play R&B renditions of smooth jazz. Oh, yeah. I said, that's a brilliant idea. We're sticking with the theme. We're playing some really great music. And it's going to be a Chuck chill out type of day today in the Soul Music Lab. So look, just sit back, chill, hang out with us, man. If you love smooth jazz, I think you're going to like this show a lot. And like I said, the artists you may not be familiar with, but you'll certainly be familiar with the songs that we're going to play because it's a lot of, you know, pretty famous, pretty popular R&B songs that we're going to feature today. So sit back, hang out with us in the lab. And we're going to get it started and kick it off right about now. was nice. Yeah, so we ended our first set with Come Back to Me by Gary Fuston. Of course, that's an old Janet Jackson classic. Before that, we did I Can't Stop Loving You by Alex Parchment. And, you know, of course, that was Kim. Listen to some of his music. He's got some great music out there. And then Sweet Love, an old classic by Najee. And, of course, you know Sweet Love, Anita Baker. And Footsteps in the Dark by Blair Bryant. Isley Brothers. Come on, man. You guys know this stuff. And we started that set off with I Want to Be Where You Are, Bob Baldwin. Of course, that is the Jackson 5. Yep, right here in the Soul Music Lab, we got it cooking, man. You know, I could think back. I've always loved jazz. You know, I've always, you know, it was just something about, it was a certain freedom that came with it. And of course, all of our music pretty much evolved from that era, started in New Orleans, you know, grew up in Chicago and New York and morphed into different things. But I think in my memory from when I was little, I think the first jazz song that I ever really liked was what my mom used to play. My mom loved Davy Brubeck. And she used to play Take Five all the time. And that song, that's one of my all-time favorite jazz songs, is Take Five. And Blue Rondo a la Turk off of that same album. So, but then, of course, when it came to smooth jazz, maybe a little bit later, you know, George Benson, I think, was one of the first that I remember, you know, around that era when smooth jazz started to become popular. So, you know, that's where we are. But look, we're going to keep it going right here in the Soul Music Lab. We got some more great jazz artists for you coming at you right now.
Don't you know that I've been looking for you? Haven't you heard? Oh, I've been looking for you. Haven't you heard? A gentle touch, a tender heart, a smile to brighten up my day. I need warmth and a lot of love, the kind that's spread along the way. Well, anyone can plainly tell that love is what I want to
now. Tonight's the night. Yeah, I'm serious. The ring is right here in my hand and everything. I'm so serious. It's in my hand. I bought it today. I think I'm ready. I'm really about to do this. She's the one, man. I'm in love. She's definitely the one. I'm ready.
This is the jazzy side of R&B and Neo Soul. Yeah, we completed that second set with The World is a Ghetto, one of my all-time favorite classics. This rendition was done by Phil Davis. The original was, of course, done by War. Before that, I Can't Help It by Gregory Goodloe. Of course, that's a great Michael Jackson tune. What You Won't Do for Love by Willie Bradley. Of course, that was, who was that guy's name? You know who that is. Matter of fact, I remember when that song came out, everybody thought that was a brother. But in essence, it wasn't. But that's still a great tune nonetheless. We did Haven't You Heard by Walter Beasley. Of course, that was Patrice Rushen. And we started that set off with For the Love of You by Phillip Brooks. And of course, once again, the Isley Brothers. Right here, man. We're doing it up, man. It's a lot of fun. Just kicking it with you. This is like the best summertime. Got some stuff on the grill. Just kind of chilling, you know. That type of vibe, man, here in the Soul Music Lab with some smooth jazz for you. So, one thing, you know, if you want to check out a great documentary about jazz itself, about the origin of jazz, check out, well, it's called Jazz. It's by Ken Burns. It's about 10 parts. It's pretty long, but I mean, it really gave me a lot of insight on you know the origins and how it started and what it evolved to. So also, I would suggest watching Bird. That was the first time when I literally fell in love with jazz artists like Charlie Parker and, you know, Coltrane, Miles Davis. You know, I really started to get into those cats, man, and just see that artistic freedom was amazing with them. So we are going to continue on with our third set. Some more smooth jazz coming at you. Let's do it. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
This is the Soul Music Lab. I'm Ely, and we are on the jazzy side of Neo Soul and R&B. That was our third set, and we finished that set up with We Are One, classic tune by Maze, done by Mike Phillips. Before that, great rendition of People Make the World Go Round. You know, that was done by a couple people, but that was Skinny Hightower. That was an old stylistics tune. Me, Myself, and I, Jeff Bradshaw, giving a little tribute to Beyonce. And Sitting Up in My Room by Pieces of a Dream. And of course, that was Brandy. And we started that set off with Strawberry Letter 23 by Jessie J. Not the pop star Jessie J, but one of our Latin sisters holding it down on sax. Right here in the Soul Music Lab, that's going to bring us up to our fourth and final set. We are so glad that you stuck around with us. The groove with some of this great smooth jazz. You know, I think this is probably going to be a part one. I think there should be a part two as well, because there's still so much more music to get to. Hey, man, if you like some of these artists, if they're new to you, please, by all means, just look them up. They're out there. And, you know, like I said, when we do our research, I look at all of their music. I look at their entire body of work. And these guys have some really great art, really great music. They're very, very talented. So by all means, check them out. So that's going to bring us into our fourth set, our fourth and final set. So thanks for sticking around. Let's get into it. Thank you. Yeah, we are smoother than in the Soul Music Lab today. That was our fourth and final set, and we started that set off with After the Love Is Gone, classic Earth, Wind, and Fire. It's by Norman Brown. Star of the Story by Ronnie Song. Of course, that was a heat wave cut back in the day. Rock the Boat, Philip Doc Martin. And I know you know who that's by, the famous Aaliyah. And we did Wishing on a Star by Marian Meadows. Goes all the way back to Rolls Royce. I think they did that originally. And of course, Ain't Nobody by Rufus and Chaka Khan. That was done by Althea Renee, sister holding it down on the flute. And we actually gave you a bonus track. We did Cupid by Damien Escobar. You know, talented violinist. I got a chance to see him in concert. You know, not too long ago, I think it was maybe last year, year before last, whatever. But yeah, very talented, him and Black Violin and Brooke Alford. I mean, they're taking violin to a whole nother stratosphere. You really need to check their music out. So yeah, but that's gonna do it for us, and we gonna ease on out of here. Okay, so that's going to do it for us today in the Soul Music Lab. We appreciate you guys hanging out with us. Check us out every Friday at Soul Music Lab. You can download the Soul Music Lab on Google Podcast downloads. Everybody's got Google. Or you can go to any one of your favorite podcast sites and come check us out. Check out all of the shows because you can listen to them anytime you want to. Yeah, so like I said, we can be found on Instagram at The Soul Music Lab. You can tell me what you think. Follow us, like us. You know, I hope that you enjoyed the set today, because I sure did. Yeah, bringing you a little smooth jazz. And of course, we're going to continue that throughout the time that we're going to be here. So check us out next Friday with a brand new show. Don't know what that show will be. Haven't figured it out yet, but we'll figure it out soon and we'll let you know. So, in other words, as always, peace and hair grease.